My mother knew enough not to send me to the store for broccoli. Okay, our first reading by the Reverend Meg Barnhouse is from the fall issue of UU World Magazine in 2009. I have a suggestion. Let's stick something onto the end of every principle that will stop people from smiling and nodding comfortably as they read. Instead of adding in the bathtub or between the sheets, how about attaching beginning in our homes and congregations? Then we'd be faced with affirming things like the goal of peace, liberty, and justice for all, beginning in our homes and congregations. Everyone who has raised children knows that peace is often at odds with liberty and that justice demands a disturbance of the peace. To put those three together in one principle is outrageous and lovely. It's easier to think about working towards them in a global context than in the context of Cheerios and pajamas, car keys, and cleaning up one's bedroom. Second reading, Wren will do. I meant to say at the outset, Wren is a senior at Middlebury Union High School. She's the daughter of Joanna and Wynn. Lives in East Middlebury now. Enjoys theater, likes to write, and has been coming to CVUUS and participating in programs here for almost a decade. So she'll be a wonderful addition to our worship team.
Our second reading is an excerpt from an article that originally appeared in Natural History magazine. It describes a special feature of the home in England of Charles Darwin, the scientist whose publication of The Origin of Species in 1859 introduced the concept of evolution into biology. Down House, which Darwin and his Unitarian wife Emma Wedgwood moved to in 1842, was their home until he died in 1882. Soon after settling it down, Darwin constructed a sand-covered path, known as the Sand Walk, that still winds through the shady woods and then returns toward the house along a sunny, hedge-lined field. He strolled it daily, referring to it as my thinking path. Often he would stack a few stones at the path's entrance and knock one away with his walking stick on completing each circuit. He could anticipate a three-flint problem, just as Sherlock Holmes had three-pipe problems, and then head home when all the stones were gone.